Welcome to Reflecting God. At first, Paul probably felt for the poor, possessed slave girl, but he got impatient when she repeatedly announced their arrival. She was giving away the punchline to their good news message, and she just would not stop. Paul got frustrated and lashed out, and this little annoyance finally landed him in jail. Despite Paul's impotence and sudden outburst, he and Silas found peace again by praying and singing hymns to God inside their jail cell. It was probably the only thing they could do, but God can use us, even at the most unusual times. Amid joyful prisoners and an earthquake, God was preparing the heart of their napping jailer. When the prisoners did not escape during the earthquake, the jailer's life was ultimately spared. He was so amazed that he and his entire household became believers that day. Paul and Silas were not perfect. Just like the rest of us, they made mistakes that had consequences, but God used them anyway. God knows our hearts, and sometimes God works despite the help we offer. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.